Hi, Adal. How was the show?
It was great, but I had to drive to Pasadena because it was Nice LA.
Nice.
Nicole Levy.
Right.
From back in the old closed captioning days. She's now writing screenplays and producing TV. And
that's fantastic.
Remember she did Cloak and Dagger?
Yeah. She was like the head writer or one of the writers on Cloak and Dagger.
One of the writers and wrote a couple episodes. And then, but she's moving right up. And
that's fantastic.
She wrote a screenplay for a movie that's coming out in March.
Nice.
Called The Banker.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then she's got a Netflix thing coming out in, I think, March. And what she told me the name of it. Oh, Fate the Winx Saga. That sounds like right up our alley, quite honestly.
It kind of does.
But her dorkdom, Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. That's all I know about Janet Jackson, by the way. And then she made me a playlist of 8 songs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this one. Oh, this one.
Right, oh, yeah. Of course.
This one.
Of course.
But it was kind of fascinating. I didn't know. Because here's the thing is I wasn't really paying attention to pop music most of my life. But I heard the songs, obviously, at every gas station and grocery store that I've ever been to.
Right.
And but after the Nipplegate thing of the
Super Bowl.
Of the Super Bowl with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, about 10 years ago, right?
It was more than that.
But there
was 10 years where she couldn't get work.
Oh.
And they wouldn't play her stuff on the radio.
Oh, good Lord.
And then
America, what is going on with you?
America lost its tiny lizard mind because
they didn't have any problem playing her brother's stuff. And he's
trouble. Super trouble. And get this, he was the reason after he died, she did an award show where she danced essentially. She did a duet with him that they really did, but they showed the video and then she did his dance moves.
Oh.
And it revitalized her career.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And it was, and so now she's back.
She's back.
Nicole has seen Janet Jackson 7 times.
Ooh, nice.
And
I'd go see a Janet Jackson show.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. You should go with her. Because live music, even though we went and saw Heart.
It's not your go-to.
It's not my go-to. It seems loud. It feels like you're a bit of a hostage for a concert. Even though I do like a play. I like a play or a musical. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's just a concert. You're like, if I don't know all the songs, I think I saw White... Not White Snake.
Might have been.
Jack White was in a White Stripes.
Okay. Yep.
Because Joe Wilson had an extra ticket and Kathy Zaloga, his wife, could not go with him.
Right.
And so I went with him and and they only had one album out and I had listened to it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a perfect thing for me because I could sing along. That's all I want out of a concert. I want it to be a giant sing-along.
Sure.
But Janet Jackson shows, I guess, are huge productions of pyrotechnics and dancing.
Yeah. It would be a big event.
And Nicole said that it's, you know, because she had a baby when she was 50. And so now she's 53 or 54. And so in her new shows, she still does a lot of the dancing, but because she is getting a little older, she'll do some of it, and then she'll be like, look at these great dancers I hired. That's kind of cool.
Right.
Yeah. So it was a great episode where I learned a new appreciation, I think, of Janet Jackson.
Oh, good.
And also an actress. I did not know that.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, I learned more things about music.